This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. We're looking at Israel. Jesus said, "Watch the fig tree to know when he's coming." He said that because in Israel, it's the prophetic nation. When we watch them according to the prophecies, and especially the prophecies concerning Israel and her promised land, then we can tell that we're close to the coming of the Lord. So we're looking at the promises and the promise of the promised land. We're looking at this great, great big miracle. This is the 60th year, the 60th birthday of Israel this very year. Reborn Israel like the prophet said. The prophet said thousands of years ago, and it's happening in our day. In order to know what the prophet said and how the prophecies are fulfilled, you have to know the Word of God. So we are studying this week, rightly dividing the Word of God regarding the Jews, the nations, and the church. And we have decided to make it a CD for you. You can order Monday through Friday of this week on one CD for $5 plus shipping. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And you can get this week's teaching on the Jews, the nations, and the church, rightly dividing the scriptures. And so, we found where the nations started after they got off the boat. We found they rebelled against God. And then we see where God separated to himself a holy nation for his purpose of revealing himself to all the nations. God wants the nations for his inheritance. So he chooses Abram, who lives in the land of Ur of the Chaldees, present-day Iraq, and brings him to the promised land. Israel is holy to the Christians. It's holy to the Muslims. But it's promised only to the Jews. And so now we look at the promised land, Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you." The first thing he mentions is the land, the promised land. "And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." Abram departed and started walking toward, from Ur of the Chaldees, through Syria, down to present-day Israel, at that time the land of Canaan, or Canaan. And he came into the land of Canaan, verse 6. "And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem," present-day Nablus, "unto the Alon Moreh." There's a tree there on top of a mountain called Abraham's Mountain. And Abraham, and the Canaanite, it says, was then in the land. "And the Lord," capital L-O-R-D, that's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, we say Jehovah, "appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded Abram an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him." That should have settled it. The land belongs to the Jews and the seed of Abraham. But God promised that land many times to them. Let's look at Genesis 13, chapter 4, verse 14. "And Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Forever, church. There's no replacement theology. The church does not get earthly Jerusalem. We have heavenly Jerusalem. You can remember it like this. In the millennium, the Jews are God's earthly people. We're God's heavenly people. "For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Verse 17, "Arise, walk through the land, and the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." There's more promise in the Bible of God giving the land to Abram than any other promise. I think it was because God knew it would be so contested by the devil and so contested by man and even so contested by so-called Christianity. I'm not so sure it was. During those terrible days of the Inquisition, the Crusaders, the pogroms in Russia, all the horror. In fact, they couldn't have been Christians because God said, do not offend anyone. The Jews, the nations, or the church, the Holocaust, done under the sign of the cross, all these things were done under the sign of the cross, certainly offended. And now we're having to make up some things that were bad things happened through the ages, but thank God he is causing Christians and Jews to have a relationship that we've never had before, and it's such a blessing. But now we're going to go back to God's promise to Abraham for the land. Chapter 15, he's living in Hebron, and the Lord appears unto him, and he said, I've come to bless you, and God, and Abram, I'm just going to put this in my own words. He said, Lord, I don't have any heirs. I've only got this Eliezer of Damascus. And the Lord takes him outside, and he says, look up to the stars. Your seed's going to be as many as the stars. And that's how many you're going to have. And so Abram believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. But then God said something to him he had a hard time believing. He said unto him, I am, capital Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit. See, that's another promise for the land. I've written an L outside all the Bible verses in my Bible where there's a promise to the land, to the Jews for the land. And he said, this he had a hard time believing, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer 3 years old, a she-goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. He divided those big animals down the backbone, laid one half of the cow on one side, one half of the cow on the other side, one half of the ram on the other side, on one side and the other, and with the she-goat. And in the middle there was a path of blood. And on that night, God appeared. You have to have blood to have a covenant. And God appeared and made a covenant with Abram. If you were believing for a new house and God, you said, I've got to have a sign, Lord, I'm going to get a new house. And he told you, go get a big cow. Why, you'd say, get thee behind me, Satan. But Abraham was thrilled. He's a man of the East. The Bible's an Eastern book. He knew that God, who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the sky, and gave man breath, was going to cut a covenant with him. And so he made it. This is called by the Jews the covenant between the pieces. And he fell asleep. And God told him that night we'll skip on down to this and come back to the other part. Verse 17. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp passed between those pieces, a torch. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, and he keeps his covenant, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaim, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. And he names the borders of greater Israel. And he names, actually going from a river in Egypt, right on up through Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, a little part of Saudi Arabia, but ending at the Euphrates River in present-day Iraq. That will be greater Israel during the millennium. They've never had all that yet, but they will get it. It's God's promise to Abram for the land. He promised that land as well. We shall see chapter 17, verse 7. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. That's God's covenant with Abram and the natural seed. For the land. He promised also to Jacob. We see in chapter 17, he's going to promise to Isaac. And in chapter 17, he makes a promise that he will give the covenant for the land to Isaac. When Isaac grows up to be a man, in Genesis 26, the Lord tells Isaac to stay in the land when a famine comes. And in Genesis chapter 26, he goes over to the land of Gerar and Abimelech, the king. And the Lord says, don't go down to Egypt. You stay in the land. And he says, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abram thy father. I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, that is Gaza. So God promised the land to Isaac. He promised the land to Jacob. And we're going to see in Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 15, that Jacob has the land promised to him. He had the dream. Remember that night, and he saw the ladder? And in 28th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And he promised this land to the seed of Jacob forever. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, Abraham had other sons. He had Ishmael. And you can see in Genesis chapter 21, 9 through 12, where he sent Israel east. Keturah had other sons, Abraham's second wife. In Genesis 25, 1 through 5, he gave them lands, but he sent them to the east. Now, God gave the promised land, and he had the right to do it. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, is a wonderful scripture. It's where Paul is speaking on Mars Hills, and he is revealing to those superstitious people the true God, and he identifies him as he's the God, verse 24, that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth. Verse 26, he has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their times before appointed and the boundaries of their habitation. God determined the boundaries of the United States of America. God determined the boundaries of Israel. You want to get this week's teaching on CD? We have every bit of it available for you for only $5 Monday through Friday. You're going to want this week's teaching, the Jews, the nations, and the church, how to rightly divide the word of God because of the big miracle we're seeing Israel coming home. We looking at the Bible and see what it says about the promised land. Now, if you want Israel and the plan of God, David Barron's book for $10, Zechariah for $15. If you want Brother Hagin's book, Marriage and Divorce and Remarriage, $10. If you want this CD, $5. Then telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. You need a good grounding in the Word of God so you can watch the fig tree like Jesus told us to for signs of His coming. Remember our youth rally, Champions for Christ, the end of August. The end of July and 1st of August. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom, shalom.